This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
Good to be back, Toby. Nice to talk to you and listeners again.
This week we have the fresh and funny new musical Bangranation, fusing college campus angst with the colourful high-octane world of competitive Bangra dance competitions. So Vidar, how did you find this moving and funny new musical about friendship, family and identity in Bangranation?
Well, in a word, I suppose fun. Yes, it was moving too, as you've said, Toby, and it was just very straightforward, uplifting, a good show, lots of dancing, lots of colour, lots of emotions as well. And for that, I think it worked really well.
And the story focuses on two members of the East Vansing University Bangra dance team, Mary and Pretty, as they seem to clash, I think, over different dance styles, which I think were brilliantly sort of expressed through the dance and music of Bangranation. How did that sort of, I suppose, brilliant, wonderful dance come across through the description for you, Vidar?
Well, interestingly, this reminds me of when we've talked about audio-described ballet and dance in the past, Toby. In a sense, the same rules apply here, so that when you're relying on audio description to describe what is overtly visual, which dance clearly is, then the audio describers have really got a challenge on their hands. But I'm very delighted to say that Carolyn Smith and Julia Grundy rose to the occasion, and they did bring that alive. And You could imagine in your mind's eye, let me put it that way, the dancing, even though you couldn't necessarily see it and obviously enjoy the music and all the added dimensions to the performance. But the audio description was paramount in making you feel, or making me certainly feel, that I was able to get something worthwhile out of attending the show.
Yeah, because there is something, I think this is obviously very much a sort of ensemble piece. There's lots of people dancing on stage and the music and everything else, and lots going on, which you do need the audio description to sort of get a sense of what's happening and be part of it as well.
Absolutely right. No, I couldn't agree with you more, Toby, sure.
And there's something about Bangra music that sort of makes you want to get up and dance. And I wondered, you know, did you sort of maybe want to get up and dance?
Well, let me take you into a little secret there, Toby. I don't claim to dance. I'm no good at dancing, got two left feet, but even I was tapping my foot, so maybe, who knows, over time I might have got up. There you go. No, it was very infectious, the music. And the audience found it so as well. There's a nice ambiance in the whole theatre, listening and watching the show.
And many critics have been saying that this is a must-see musical that could and probably should transfer to London's West End. Do you think so too?
I'd agree with that. It was something very different, very refreshing, and yeah, I hope it does really well. It deserves to.
Well, to find out more about access at the Birmingham Rep and details about audio described performances of their productions, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Ben and Emo at the RSC.
So different type of show entirely, which is one of the wonderful things about reviewing audio-described performances. And yes, sharing that particular RSC production with you and listeners next time we speak, all being well.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Bangranation at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.